I know why it's called that.
Oh, that's
oh.
Well, did you ever hear of a French harp?
Yes.
Well, what's the distinction between them? What's the difference in a French harp and a Jew's harp?
I have no idea.
I don't have an idea. Right. Something like that. Okay. The thing that you would use to pound nails with.
Hammer.
Now, I don't know if you'll know this, but on a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses.
The tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the one thing I would have known. I heard that someplace. Now, on a buggy, the part that comes up between the horses.
I have no idea.
Oh, now, I don't know if you'll know this either. On a wagon, the part that a horse pulls on, I think there was a part that they hitched it.
Yoke that they hitched them on to.
They hitched them on to. Mm-hmm. And then the traces would be fastened onto something. Do you know what that was?
Hamstrings?
Well, I don't know. Have you heard of a single tree?
Yes. Single tree, that's it. With, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the thing that would be between the single tree and the wagon.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not really sure exactly the lineup of them, but I know that there are certain names like that. Now, well, you probably, well, what you'd know what you call this, what people break the ground with.
Plow.
Yeah. Now, after they had plowed, there was another type of instrument that they would use to break it up real fine.
Harrow?
Yeah. The other thing that you used to straighten your hair besides a comb. If you didn't comb your hair, you might
brush it.
Now, the sort of a leather thing that they used to sharpen the straight
strap. In fact, it was called a strop. Strope, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way my mental image of the word was, because they always said a razor strop.
Yeah.
You know.
And so you were, it was always spelled
S-T-R-O-P.
Yes, I was in the fourth grade before I found out that that Irish potatoes were not Irish potatoes.
Yes.
And I wrote a paper spelled it A-R-S-A.
I can understand that.
Okay. Now, what do you call what you would put in a revolver and fire it?
A bullet.
Now, would you ever say cartridge?
Yes.
Would you say that for me?
Cartridge.
Okay. Now, a plank that's laid over a trestle that goes up and down for children to play on, and one gets on one end.
Well, it was called a seesaw, but it's called a teeter now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another kind of thing that they would play on that was a plank that would be anchored in the middle, like to a stump or something, and then it went round and round like that. I don't know if you ever saw.
Yes, they used to have that at picnics. It was called I'm stuck. I want to say merry-go-ride.
Something like that?
Yes.
Or,
we used to call it merry-go-ride.
Merry-go-ride. Yeah. Now, a rope tied to a limb of a tree with a seat on the bottom.
Swing.
What would you carry coal in? Would people?
A hod, I suppose. We never used coal, but I would assume that's what you carry it in.
Yeah. And, well, that thing like Mary Ellen's got in her backyard that she has that moss in.
Yeah, it's a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. And now, something that they used to sharpen knives with.
A hone or a file.
Yeah.
A file.
Well, but did you ever see a stone or something?
Yes.
What else?
Just a moment. I asked a man the other day if he had one. My mother said, ask him if he's got a grindstone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like that.
Thank you, dear. That looks